Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, it's the friend zone with Tim and Guy. It's the friend zone. We're gonna have a good time. It's the friend zone with Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time. Friend Zone.
Welcome to Friend Zone 104. Can you even believe it, Guy Montgomery? We made it to 104.
I know this. A lot of people say 100's a milestone, but Tim and I know better. We've always said if you get to 104, you're doing something.
Not good.
Not well, but you're doing something. What are you going to say?
That is the tag of this podcast. If you can't tell, Guy and I are talking over each other slightly because we're
excited.
We're apart. We finish each other's sandwiches.
Excited.
How many things have we podcast things have we recorded and put out? I'm trying to do the math. So it's like over 100 friend zones now. Each season's got probably on average about
each season five. Better than the last. Tim, I'll tell you the answer to that question. We've recorded
times 4 plus 100 and then some other stuff like Overlooked and Undercooked. How many of those do you reckon we've done?
We've done 16 that are out in the world.
16 of those.
We have actually got another exciting spin-off of Overlooked and Undercooked waiting in the wings.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What are we looking at, buddy?
Well, I don't know. This is very rough, but it's somewhere in the region of 330. North of that. It's north of that something. We should figure out when 420 is and make a big deal of it because we are children.
Yes. 320 is great. That's one for every day of the year. Minus, give or take, 100 days.
100. Guy, how are you?
Yeah, look, I'm all right, mate. I'm actually down at my folks' place in Arrowtown, New Zealand. I am enjoying the freedoms afforded to we New Zealanders after the second lockdown that was taking place in Auckland. Recharging my batteries. Can you imagine this? I've done so many outdoor activities. I've been going for some big runs. I've spent a day skiing up a
Love
mountain.
That. You
put
cool.
Put a couple of fucking planks on your feet and you just roll down a hill.
Amazing.
I've even entertained my father insofar as I went and played golf with him, which
How was
is
that? How'd you do?
I was okay. The challenge is not really the golf. It's more like keeping a healthy mental headspace throughout the experience of playing.
Why was that difficult? You're outside, you're with your papa, you're walking
that's
around.
True. But it is an immensely frustrating sport and one that I have no reason to expect to be good at, but still demand of myself that I'm good at. And he cannot help himself. Here's a man who, when he taught me how to do maths, he would say, no, you do it like this, and then take the homework and solve the equation and then give it back to me and say, how can you not see this? And so with golf, he sort of very helpfully, I think in his own mind, helpfully offers a lot of advice. And it's like, it's just too much data sometimes. Anyway,
I gotcha.
I've been for a big bike ride with my sister. I feel like I'm coming back to earth. I've said it on the podcast. I've said it to you. and I'm sure a lot of people are around the world listening along have had a similar experience. I have found this to be a mentally exhausting and challenging year, and so it feels good to have even one hand back on the trophy of normalcy. Yeah, it's a relief. Fine. How are you doing, buddy?
It, mate. I'm doing just fine. Surrounded by junk, exactly where I want to be in my studio. I've got a can of solvents sitting on the table waiting for me to do some sound paneling in here. What else we got? We got a little mirror that I stole out of the bathroom. I'm playing trumpet, Guy, which I'm not sure if I've brought up on the friend zone.
You're playing quite a lot of trumpet.
I'm not going very well at it, but I am enjoying the challenge of learning.
That is healthy.
In my early 30s.
The hardest thing about when you're younger, you can turn your hand to anything and you've got the time and it's socially expected that you're not good at it, and it's also socially acceptable that you'll battle through that period. Like, the hardest thing about being adult and picking up new habits is living with yourself being not good at them. Like, it is hard to cultivate that self-discipline and patience.
It's so good for you, though, I reckon.
Exactly. And it is awesome.
It's just the practice of it. It's just about grabbing something that you cannot do and going, I'm going to just keep bashing my head against this a little bit until things change. Because, like, speaking of the snow thing, I went snowboarding for the first time in my damn life a couple months ago. That's hard yakka. Everyone told me not to do it. They were like, Tim, you've got one day on the mountain. It would be a stupid idea to pursue snowboarding. That's what you do if you've got like a week so that you can actually, you know, learn a little bit and use it. You want to go skiing because it's a little, the learning curve isn't as steep. And I said to those people, snowboarding looks kind of fun and I'm an idiot. So I did that and it was fucking hard. But I got there in the end.
If you had your time over, would you go snowboarding again?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Big time. I don't think I'll ever go again. It's like jumping out of an airplane. I went skydiving once. I will never repeat that activity.
Have you been skydiving?
Yeah.
I don't know that about you.
Yeah. My ex-girlfriend Rachel bought it for my birthday. It's a very cool present and very unexpected. And I remember it so vividly. I was like real excited about it. It was months away. Looking forward to it. Day comes, looking forward to it, driving out, fucking excited, get there, get the briefing, all good, get the harness on, fuck, this is exciting. And then got on the plane and I was like, oh, fucking hell. Oh, no. And then we're going up in the air and the planes are, I don't like tiny planes. We're going up in the air in one of the little planes and you're just kind of like, from memory, you're kind of perched on like a beam in the middle. There's about 10 of you there with your instructor strapped to you. And I was totally fine because I hadn't really put myself mentally to the point of where you need to jump out of the plane until I was on the plane and in the sky, which is probably the way to do it. Fun and something I will never repeat. I have never been more scared in my life.
I love that. I want to do that.
You should.
Yeah, I've been bungee jumping. Have you done that?
I've never been bungee jumping, no. I kept hearing this is the risk of it is probably overblown, but I've heard that you can like detach your retinas.
Bungee jumping?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can get hit by a car when you step outside of your house.
Yes, legend. Yes.
I am a legend.
Jackson writes, Kia ora, Guy Halifax Alexander, The Flash, Chadwick, Bloomington, Montgomery, Junior the Third, and Tim. I'm writing to you boys in the hopes of making...
Got him. I think he got me, and then he also got you a little bit.
It gets even better. In the hopes of making the cut for the 100th friend zone. this communique dated June 26.
Well, the writer will be pleased to hear that this is, in fact, a more significant milestone to us. So a sincere congratulations on that.
I'd like to say I've been a long-time listener of the podcast, but I couldn't lie to you good bloody boys. I've been a fan of both of you for a few years after watching you live at an impressionable age and having seen some of your stand-up shows. I always felt like jumping on board to a podcast would be such a big commitment, especially when I saw how many seasons you boys had done. So I dipped my toes in the water by listening to The Week with Cats 2019 special, and fuck, it was a good time. So I said fuck it and dived right in. 5 months later, and I'm up to the tail end of season 4. You boys helped
keep
up morale during lockdown, and even as I work sanitizing door handles across a movie studio for 11 hours of the day, 5 days a week, won't name the production for NDA reasons and wanting to protect what will hopefully be a career in the industry, lol. But I digress. Just wanted to say that you're two bloody top Kiwi blokes, and YouTube were damn fools for not picking up your pilot. That was some of the greatest television I've ever seen. On par with shows like Nathan For You. I'm touched. I finished writing my first feature in lockdown and started another one with a role for each of you in either film respectively. I'm sorry to say I'm not a Patreon supporter, but I just copped a t-shirt and we'll be seeing you both perform stand-up in the mighty capital city of Wellington next month. It didn't happen.
June, July. Oh, no, it did. Maybe did independently. It? I did a show with Rose, and I think you went down and hosted a show.
I think it got cancelled, my one. Sorry for the long one, boys. Live every moment, love every day. Please bro me, even though you don't know me. Jackson, who... Oh, yeah, no, I know Jackson. I did meet this guy. Say my name, and please call me a real piece of shit. Jackson, you ever-loving piece of shit.
Nice. Fuck him up, bro.
I think I met Jackson in Auckland, though. I'm getting.
I love that. I love cats being an entry point to someone who says yes. You know, like it's a fantastic distillation of what you're really strapping in for the full immersive experience of.
How do you feel about this guy? Because I feel like this is a good marrying of what we were talking about before. We've got hundreds of episodes of the podcast that looks. I wouldn't want to engage with that. If I saw that, if I knocked on the door, it's like, "Hi, who's home?" And they were like 350 episodes. I'd be like. Wrong house. I'm so sorry. I'm off down the street. Do you like that it creates a bit of exclusivity, or do you hate that it's limited?
I hate that. Like, as someone who's mentally tries to be organized and, you know, like, just in my own head, I want everything to be in the corresponding, you know, manila folder in the corresponding cabinetry or whatever. Like, I find it very unwieldy to think of 350 episodes spanning multiple seasons and mini projects, and it's like it's very difficult to download and listen to. Like, you know, UI is everything, and so I find that challenging, but it does make the achievement more commendable, especially if you're entering it at this point from the back end and being like, I can go back to the beginning, I can organize this.
I love it,
but yeah, it is part of the charm and appeal, I think, of putting out mini projects, is like it does give people an opportunity to engage with the entirety, you know, like if you're a completionist, to engage with the entirety of a project in a way that is not like prohibitively time consuming.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it is what it is. If people want to listen to it, they can.
What it is two Kiwi battlers watching battling it out over and over again.
This one's from the 16th of August 2020, Tim, so aka 2 months ahead of you. So during lockdown, I have no idea, but I remember the Vice article about your podcast and forwarded to someone. I'd look on Spotify and found it, and in the past 2 weeks, I live alone, I've got up to episode 38. At a party tonight, we took it in turns for the Orcs, and I requested the REO Speedwagon song. I realised I'd listened to a 30-second snippet 76 times in the past 2 weeks, but never the full song. The chorus makes me extremely happy. Also, I think maybe episode 36-ish, someone said they started thinking in a New Zealand accent. That's been happening for about a week and a half already. Well done, guys. I'm forcing my new girlfriend of 2 months. I just told I loved to listen to an episode tomorrow morning. Going to be great, I hope, from David. We have got to check in with how that went for our boy, David.
David, we demand an update, and we demand to anyone else watching that you do not endanger your relationship by doing that.
Podcasts are not worth throwing. I mean, I don't know about the relationships people have to podcasts, but it's not worth jeopardizing new love for. Although new love is like so, I guess all love is forgiving, but new love is like, you know,
how long have you known this woman? 2 months? We've been podcasting for 6 years. This is significant. Boys before love. What rhymes with love that could mean podcast?
Glove.
Glove before love. Okay.
Can I tell you this? I don't know if there's anything. I actually wrote this as a joke in an animated show idea I had. But it's someone in a car, they're getting out of their car and they go to put like their phone in the glove box. And they open up the glove box and just like hundreds of different gloves come pouring out of the box.
I like that. It only occurred to me like 2 years ago that it's called a glove box because you put driving gloves in them back in the day. I never like thought about it.
That's so crazy.
Hey, do you remember Cody Fawkes, who does very good
art?
Yeah,
he does really good. He did that fantastic TWIOAT sort of Easter egg laden three-season retrospective poster.
You have a good memory.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Tim and Guy. I'm writing this almost an hour into the broadcast of the 100th Friend Zone. Let's see if you boys catch up to this one. Just wanted to thank you good boys for all the laughs over the years. Just to share my most memorable podcast experience, you reached out to me at the end of season 4 about using some fan art of mine as a poster on the US tour. It was truly humbling and inspired me to book some last minute tickets to fly clear across the continent to see the final show with Matt Gourley in Los Angeles, California. Quite a feat to achieve 3 weeks before the show date, when, as it turns out, my passport was expired and my birth certificate nowhere to be found. Regardless, I made it and dragged along a friend who had never even listened to the potty before. One of the best trips of my life and a hilarious show. Again, thank you fellas very much for the good laughs and your terrible choices from Cody.
I have two things to say about that. Well, three things. First of all, Cody, thank you. I love you. I remember the art. You are an absolute champion. I can't believe the commitment you showed. Secondly, I have still, and I've mentioned this on the podcast before, a disposable camera of that trip sitting in my desk drawer waiting to be developed. That is a treasure trove. I'm so excited. I actually got a different roll of disposable film processed not long before the second lockdown in Auckland. So I'm looking forward to taking that to the same place, getting them printed. You get the digital on file and the hard copy. It's going to be great.
Fuck yeah.
Third of all, that show, which was at Nerd Melt, a now defunct venue, I was so fucking bashed for. I remember having a few sort of powerful IPAs and then going to pick up some more beer, maybe like one beer or something, and go to pick up more beers from a liquor store after we'd sort of done the setup and we knew the venue and we were familiar. And someone had either given us or we'd bought some incredibly powerful weed. And I remember like having one long drag on the way there and coming back and just my eyes were rolling all around inside of my head. I remember even though Matt was a guest on the podcast and it was the last episode of the season, in my mind's eye, all I had to do was be a disruptor. And I'm like, it's such a stupid thing to think and do. But I just have such not vivid memories of the actual experience, but, you know, like sort of me coming in and out of contributing. And
you were messy.
It was
messy,
a messy
show. I remember that one being fucking hectic. It was really chaotic vibe in the room.
It falls into that classic live podcast experience of being phenomenal in the room because it's electric in there and then awful to listen back to.
Yeah, I really remember that show quite vividly. Not sort of all the content of what was talked about, but just the way I felt. And I was like, man, I don't know if this one was anything.
I think it was. But I always do. The thing is, like, the beauty of the premise is that whatever state we arrive at an episode for is permissible.
Fine. But when the people have flown from the East Coast to come to California to see us, you want to put on a show.
No, you do. But you don't want to, you don't want to change the trajectory of the art.
Cassidy writes,
No. Fuck you, it's my turn.
Oh, sorry, it is too. Big pun.
Sorry for swearing. August 19, 2020. Hello,
my
friends.
Birthday.
Happy birthday. Leapt to my keyboard upon hearing Tim's explanation of anamorphic lenses, Emmanuel Ep2. Fun little bit of historical pretext. The optical technology was originally developed as a tool to allow tank gunners a wider field of view through a periscope.
Whoa.
As film tools, they're lenses that pack a wider image into a 16:9 image, which then needs to be de-squeezed into a wider aspect ratio. Aside from the wider aspect ratio, one of the most attractive features of anamorphic lenses is the beautiful oval bokeh out-of-focus highlights that the squeezing effect creates. Hopefully, this little nugget of information was of interest to you good boys. Loving the fresh content. Stay groovy, lads. And that is from Ben.
Ben, thank you. That rules.
Knows his shit.
I love that history. I like it when things that were weapons become things that aren't weapons. That's my favourite.
I like it when things that weren't weapons become weapons.
We're different in that way, aren't we, Guy?
Yeah.
I've got a long one, so why don't you do a couple? Because I just had a long one too.
Okay. At your insistence. August 21, 2020. Hey, Tim and Guy. I was out enjoying a socially distanced drink with a friend in London when we bumped into a work colleague of hers from your very own New Zealand. She was describing her experience of being in Auckland for lockdown, and I then told her that I had a micro insight to her experience through the Frosty Fellas. I found myself weirdly knowledgeable when hearing about areas and locations that I'd never been to, and had to explain that it was through listening to yourselves for so many years. The idea that someone in London would have been listening to Two Kiwis for all this time certainly made her chuckle. She asked who you were, and upon revealing your names, she said, "Oh yeah, I've heard of Guy. Sorry, Tim." She went on to explain how you were one of the scenesters. The trendy cool kids, I can only presume? This in turn made me chuckle. In one tangent of conversation, she said, "I bet one of them has lived in one of the leakies, whatever that means. I have no idea. Please explain. Some kind of hipster apartments?" After lengthy describing defending, she wasn't actually put off the potty. "In fact, I think I may have increased your homegrown quota by one. Keep up the good work. Say my name, Harry from Brighton."
G'day, Harry. I don't know what the leakies are specifically, but they may well be like a
home?
Central City apartment, or it could just be any of our houses.
Yeah.
We had a specific scandal here. We can't build houses in New Zealand. We do a lot of things good. We can play rugby. We can cook a snag on a barbie. But one thing we can't do is build houses that repel water very well.
Yeah.
It's become a bit of an issue over the years.
A never-ending crisis.
Very damp. Very damp place.
And because a leak sounds so minor.
Yeah.
But it's really not.
Cassidy writes, "Hey Timbo and Guy, I have been an on and off listener of the pod since the first season. Unfortunately, I've not been able to hashtag pay the boys as my journey through the hallowed halls of higher education has taken some, let's call them, awkward twists and turns. I'm a journalist in Canada living in the northern part of my province, meaning I've been able to dive feet first into the pod. It's an 8 to 9 hour drive back to my hometown, and you two make that journey a breeze. 20 episodes of the pod, and I'm good for the journey there and back." Fuck me, 20 episodes of us.
I just think about it though, like shotgunning it makes sense.
Yeah, you should do it, Guy. You never have listened to the podcast.
Yeah, I'm not going to associate myself with that claptrap.
I'm working to get a raise so I can join the Patreon and unlock the treasure trove of content behind the paywall, which as
that is exactly why you get a raise.
I respect and admire. I can only imagine what great stuff will be revealed once I unlock that wall. Now, I'm going to just hit pause on the email. To be honest, and correct me if I'm wrong, Guy, there's video content on there, which is mainly like just some video records of us doing the friend zones. But I think like periodically I'll use not all, but a lot of the Patreon content to fill in some gaps later if we're going through a tricky time.
Upon the first New Zealand lockdown, the floodgates were open from the Patreon pals in terms of
there is now a new podcast called Killionaire, where we're going to
it's a fundraiser for Jeff Bezos
so we can murder him.
Wow. It's, at this point, it's a fundraiser for Jeff Bezos. And can I say, because of us or not because of us, currently it's going very well. Jeff Bezos is certainly raising some funds.
I'm working to get a raise. I read that already. Anyways, I wanted to tell you how recent efforts to pay the boys in my own way were thwarted. Every year at my paper, we publish it. I'm going to pause it again. If you're in journalism, don't pay us anything. That is such an important job that is currently, in my experience, paid so poorly.
Mm.
You're golden. We publish a tourism guide for our area. It goes out to business and bigger centres in my province. This year, I wrote a piece about how enjoyable and scenic the drive to Canada's north can be. In it, I gave out podcast recommendations and dropped one for you boys.
Game changer.
Unfortunately, my editor cut out that part. I assume because when he asked me for podcast recommendations, I referenced you boys, and he has not asked me for any recommendations since. I guess not everyone is cut for listening to the project in a similar vein. Cut out for listening to the project in a similar vein to watching the same movie every week for a year. Just isn't for everyone either. I'd invite you boys to the Canadian wilderness, but by the time this reaches you, who knows where I'll be at. The media production world is a harsh mistress right now. Feel free to say my name, or don't. I'm not your mother. Cassidy, I'm a man. By the way, P.S. If you are ever thinking about taking a long look at Straight to Sci-Fi channel, Monster Horror Flicks, I can give you a few to start out with. It's a genre I genuinely love, but has led me to watch what I can confidently say is the worst movie in existence, or to have another film in the genre somehow pass it. I'd love to know what that movie is.
How do you feel about being associated with bad cinema?
How do you mean?
Well, like, if someone watches a bad movie and they know that we exist, or if someone sort of comes up against a movie that is objectionable or bad.
I love it for the same reason that I still have my Twitter handle as Tim, quote, eat my piss bat. Because it means that I can never, ever get too big for my boots. It is a fantastic, crushing glass ceiling, which I can never escape. And I like that.
This eat my piss is your glass ceiling?
Well, it's like whenever I'm tweeting, because I'd often tweet somewhat earnest political musings, and it's just such a good tonic for that to kind of cut through it and be like, well, I can't be taken too seriously because my name is Tim Eat My Piss Bat.
And eat your piss I shall.
How do you feel about it?
I mean, yeah, I feel okay. I'm just like, people, I very rarely do I get recommended things that I will enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find that interesting. It's like the traditional role of a recommendation is, oh, this. But all of the recommendations I receive or are solicited are usually like, oh, man, this is awful. You know, you gotta see this. It's fucking terrible. And I just feel oddly about it.
Fair enough.
September 6, 2020. Tim and all those listening, this is the last piece of correspondence on the Worst Idea of All Time Facebook page.
Certainly not the email, though.
Not the email. But with respect to Facebook, we've cleared the decks. I would love that not to be the case. So if you want to message us on the Facebook, it's a go-to source for these friend zones. We're the worst idea of all time. Send a message. This one reads as follows. Hi, Timbo and Guy. I recently realized that I confused Steve Buscemi and Jeff Goldblum, and I'm sincerely rattled. I might need to re-listen to season one. I also had the horrifying realization that I may have said the sentence, Steve Buscemi is my style icon, to another human being.
That rules.
I meant Jeff Goldblum. Well, thanks for the podcast. And that's all.
Man, Steve Buscemi can be your style icon. I'm going to Google image him. See what he's wearing.
By all accounts, I reckon the Steve Buscemi guy's is a good egg.
Yeah, same. Like, modest. He's in some photo shoots where he's wearing a really cool cream white suit. I love that.
He knows what's good. Oh, I need
last
another
one
bloody
I'm gonna
Java.
Read
Go ahead.
From a friend of ours on Twitter, but it's been emailed. Dear Friend Zone, let me be the first to congratulate you on arriving here in the present. In this email dated 30th of June. You chose the worst fucking time to get here, but welcome nonetheless. Let me show you around. Give you a bit of a tour, if you will. If you were looking for the pandemic, you will find it just about anywhere you look. Large concentrations of it are in the America right now. Murder wasps? Yeah, we gave that shit a hard pass. No more of them. If it is too bright in here for your liking, you will find the switch for the Sahara dust cloud right over there. It is a bit fucked, though. You can only ever make it darker. Don't you worry if you're getting a bit chilly. You can either put on one of those MAGA rompers or just wait for a bit because we still haven't addressed climate change, so it is only getting hotter. Anyways, it is great to have you here in the present. Make yourself at home, sipping some milk, the Brooks.
Oh, Brooks, I should have known it was you. That opener really still tickles me. I almost couldn't listen to half of that message because I was just enjoying that. If you're looking for the pandemic, you'll find it pretty much everywhere you look. Oh, man. Ain't that the truth, huh?
I don't want to end on that one, actually. I love the Brooks, but that was a bit of a dummer. So I'm going to forward you an email to read.
Ah, to my email?
Yep. Let me send that right away.
I'll open my email.
It hath been sent. It's from, I don't know if they want their name read, but I'll also address the fact that the Brooks accompanied his message with a $10 donation, so thank you very much. Rock on, Tim. Rock on, guy. Fuck Blaze Pizza. Drink milk.
This guy loves drinking milk.
He fucking cannot get enough of this stuff. You got to follow him on Twitter. A new milk pick every day.
You didn't change your name and send me a contract for a venue, did you?
I don't think so. What did I change my name to? First name only.
Nisha.
Nah, that's not me. That's Nisha.
Oh, there you are. Tim Batt. July 3, 2020. Hello, my sweet boys. Ooh, my sweet boys. Hallelujah. I really want to ride to you. I'm listening to Friends on 100 as I write this and loved your idea of a dream guest ensemble consisting of Reverend Chris Noth, Squirrel, Candace Bergen, and Nick Swartzen. Are you guys aware that several of these fine celebrities are on the app Cameo? Just for future reference, Nick Swartzen will run you a cool 99 huck, and Chris Noth charges a whopping 250 dineros. Sadly, Squirrel isn't on Cameo yet. Maybe tweeting at him could help. And Candace Bergen, don't play that game. It's also worth noting that you can get Runkle Crunkle himself for only 100 smackaroos. All this to say, I know it's not the same as a real interview, but I bet us Friend Zone chums could pony up enough dough to get some pretty funny videos made. Just a thought, say my name, you scurvy dogs. Michelle Dobosh. Pronounce Dobosh as in, here's some dough to get Chris Noth to crack open that book of big ideas, Bosh.
Man, oh man. What do you think about Cameo, guy?
I think one of the funniest things I heard, I'm sure we talk about on the podcast report, was done through Cameo, where someone in Australia got Flavor Flav to record a cameo for, this is not funny, trigger warning here, but a disgraced former bishop in Australia, George Pell, who is a known sex criminal. But someone out of context got Flavor Flav to record a retirement cameo. And then Flavor Flav found out and blew up at the person who'd hired him.
Did he? I didn't see that, but I only saw the cameo video. What did he? Oh.
It's not worth getting into.
But see, it's so fraud, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if there was a demand. I, to be fair, I saw your tweet about it, which was you're glad you didn't join. And if people want things from you, to email you, and they'll get a very frantic apology video 3 months after the fact, which is kind of how I feel too.
Yeah. It just seems. I don't know. Maybe it's because of how we do the podcast and the friend zone and everything, but it. I feel yucky about commoditizing human connection, you know, even though it's not real human connection because it's like a person who has never met you just recording a message into their phone. But it's still like, I don't know. It feels weird to me. It feels, if I'm honest, a little tacky.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, yes, and oh, you can get Mario Cantone, who was, from Sex and the City, he got married, not Stanford, Anthony.
Yeah.
$100. I never go on this website. I mean, I don't know, yeah, I'm with you. I'm not on it. I'm not planning to get on it, but, you know, other people, get your bag, man. Get on it.
Yeah, power to you.
Pump out some videos. Like, not everyone is as lo-fi and accessible as Tim and Guy. So
that is true.
Some people can, you know, use it as a service to provide fans with, you know, connection. Yep. That's true, great. And also, all power to whoever came up with the idea. I bet you they're fucking rolling in it.
It seems like something that wouldn't have worked, and yet it did. So congratulations on that person, inventor. Okay, time for us to end. Friend zone number 104.
We'll see you next time.
Quick shout out for the patreon.com/TWIOAT if you want to check out Killionaire and some other bonus content. And also, keep your ears peeled for an exciting new season coming up of Overlooked and Undercooked, a critical analysis of Rob Schneider's body of work.
Yeah.
He's released a new special.
It's called Asian Mama, Mexican Kids. And the basic premise is, so his mama, Tim, is Asian, but his kids, Tim, they're Mexican. So you can imagine the fun that he has inside of this special and the fun that we in turn have watching, enjoying, and discussing it. There's also a Discord. Every now and then I stop by the Discord.
Yeah, I've got to go sort that out. But there's a link to that in the show notes, and there's a Patreon-only one, which I'll figure out how to like utilize best. Guy and I will do regular drop-ins there. So you can
sick.
It's like Cameo. We're just doing Cameo. It's just a different version of Cameo.
You can get Gilbert Gottfried on Cameo. That's one to get.
Bye, everyone.
Well, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy. It's the Friend Zone. We're going to have a good time. It's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time. Friend Zone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.